Third down, just about a yard as we come back after our quitter break. It will be a run into the line and a first down. Just want to check the number. Number 10 that time, Semosila. Sorry, number 18, Zach Dreyer, who is the punter, actually ran that into the line for a first down.
It's confusing because not only are the jerseys kind of bunchy, St. Francis has double numbers, which you don't really see in the collegiate level that much anymore. And as we've seen, they're not afraid to let anyone take the snap from center.
Yeah, wasn't anticipating the punter on for that last one. On first down and 10 from the shotgun, play action for Ward. Wants to go downtown, flush in the pocket, rolling off to his right, scrambling, and will throw it into the Mama sideline for an incompletion. Max Ward so far looking pretty confident for a quarterback who hasn't been asked to do much so far this season. 5 of 7 for 48 yards. His number so far has the touchdown. And again, the alarming part of this 21-point lead for St. Francis, Kyle Harbridge, quarter number one, 2 carries for 2 yards.
Yeah, and he's going to get it going, Matt. He normally breaks 1 or 2 long runs a game, and he's done that against the better teams that they've played. He's not putting up numbers against bad defenses. He's doing it against everyone.
He'll get the Wildcat snap here off the left side. Dances his way forward to about the 40-yard line. Gain of just about 3, setting up a third down and long situation. We're about a minute into our second quarter. 21-0 St. Francis leads. Next week, Monmouth back at home for Cornell on what will be homecoming in West Long Branch.
Worth reminding everyone, tickets still available for that one. Call 732-263-5735 or email hawktickets@monmouth.edu. We'll see you back at Kessler next week, Matt, hopefully after a win.
Neither O'Hara or Leslie on the field here for this third down and 6. Ward, long cadence, gets the snap. Has some time, now going to move off to the pocket, in trouble. Finds a man, the catch made by Anthony Abide. It'll be short, however, of a first down, just shy of the St. Francis 45-yard line. Needed to get to the 46 on fourth down. The defense able to do their job here, and they will force a punt and get the football back. Now time for the offense to get themselves involved a little bit. We didn't get a whole lot of time, obviously, coming on right as kickoff was taking place. Game time temperature in the mid-60s. Pretty pleasant day out here in western Pennsylvania. There is a strong breeze coming from one end zone to our left and the end zone to our right. I would say the wind's 15 to 20 miles an hour, and the punter for St. Francis, Zach Dreyer, will have to kick into that wind. Gets off a good one, though. Elijah Phillips back inside his 10-yard line. Fields it at the 5. In trouble and able to get back to maybe the 8-yard line for Monmouth. Partly cloudy skies here as well. Good day for mid-October in terms of the weather. Not right now, however, on the scoreboard. 21-0 St. Francis with the advantage. 12:35 to go in our first half.
The defense seems to have settled down a bit. The one thing they are doing well is stuffing the run and Kyle Harbridge. What they need to do now, as I see big number 17, Neil Sterling, trot back to his normal right wide receiver position, Matt, is get a couple of first downs here. The offense needs to stay on the field, show everyone this two-prong rushing attack that we've seen be good for about a month.
Blitz coming again for St. Francis. Hayes will get the carry. And a hard 2-yard run out to the 10-yard line. It is a rushing attack that has seen both Hayes and KB Asante go over 100 yards for the last 4 weeks in a row. 3-1, 1-loss to Lehigh. And it seems, at least to me, on normal running downs, St. Francis is bringing 8-9 guys in the box, daring Monmouth to throw. Maybe they do here on second down and long. Hill wants to throw, has time, looking for Fable near the St. Francis sideline, overthrown and incomplete. 11:57 to go here in our second quarter. Third down and 8 coming up for MU.
This offense looked so efficient this time last week. They were converting third downs. They were picking up good yardage on first down, Matt, throwing it downfield. We don't want to take anything away from the host. St. Francis, a better football team than they were a year ago. But right now, Monmouth looks like they can't get out of their own way.
Monmouth has won 17 of the 20 previous matchups, but St. Francis did win this game last year. Hill wanting to throw. That one almost intercepted again. Circle route for Elijah Phillips set up. Daquan Minter got his hands on it. And right now the offense certainly out of sync and will have to punt with their own end zone looming. Eric Spillane will set up about halfway back in his own end zone.
Never open. He had a player in front, a player behind. Matt called it. Minter deflected away. Phillips got lit up by the safety coming over, and there was nothing going on that play.
Low snap. Spillane able to get off. Good kick. Hangs it into the wind. DeMunkus running backwards. Fields it at his own 40-yard line. Running into the Mama sideline. Taken down by Darren Ambush, number 83, the freshman, a wide receiver who's seeing some more time on special teams. Had a great hit a week ago, making his first ever travel squad as a freshman and making a special teams tackle here. But as has been the case so far, St. Francis has had pretty good field position to work with. They'll get it at their own 45-yard line with 11:40 to go in half number one.
And even after the great punt by Spillane that probably traveled 60 yards in the air, the Red Flash will still get it on their own 45. And they're leading 21-0 and haven't gotten it going offensively just quite yet.
First down and 10 for Max Ward. Sends DeMunkus across the formation from right to left. Here is the give to Kyle Harbridge. Harbridge will get sandwiched at the 48, gain of 3, to set up second and 7. Harbridge, best described by Monmouth head coach Kevin Callahan during the course of the week, as a guy who will run 2, 3, maybe 4 yards per carry pretty consistently, and then on maybe his, 10th, 11th, 12th carry, he'll bust it for 70 yards. He's that kind of player. He's got big play capability just about every time he touches the football. Second and 7 here for MU. 4 minutes gone by in the second quarter. Offset eye look. Play action for Ward. He's going to roll off to his left. Look to stop and throw. Duck thrown across the middle of the field. O'Hara was giving chase. The intended target was number 83, Matt Valenzuela, the tight end. Coe and Gray combine on the coverage, and it'll set up a third down and long.
Which we said earlier, St. Francis wasn't built to convert, and then the last time I said it, they threw a touchdown pass into the end zone. But with that said, you look for that Monmouth pass rush to maybe get something up here, and if they can get the football back, they won't have great field position, but they can start to put a dent in this lead.
Shotgun look for Ward. Leslie and O'Hara, both have had big games as of late. At either side end for Monmouth. Draw play set up for Harbridge. Comes through the line. Hit as he crosses the plane to the 50 at the Monmouth 48 by Demersion. That's enough to make sure that St. Francis does not get the first down. Set up fourth down and about 2. And on will come the punt team again. Let's see, however, if Dreyer actually kicks it this time.
I was going to say he's the punter, but we've seen him be the short yardage quarterback. So we'll see what role he serves here. They took Harbridge off the field, though, so that's not in play.
It'll be a pooch kick here for Dreyer. Will bounce at the 15, get a good roll inside the 10, and stopped at about the 8. Field position continuing to be pretty good here for St. Francis, both offensively and defensively. Dreyer, who is the punter, is listed also as a quarterback on the roster, and he's good size, 6'3", 215 pounds. Just hasn't really had to do a whole lot so far as he got his first rushing attempt of the season on that fourth down before when he came out with the punt team. But certainly enough as a punter slash quarterback. As Monmouth coming back on offensively, it's been a quieter start for Monmouth as they have had, and I would say, in the last 17 quarters. You can go back 4 games. Hill will give here to Asante. Starting right, coming left. Ball getting out to the 14-yard line. Originally, the spot was inside the 10. Someone for St. Francis must have touched that punt because the ball was pushed all the way out to the 12-yard line. It'll be second down and 8 now for the Hawks.
And we'll see what they can do offensively. Asante getting the carry to start things. So this is his series. Still very sluggish for this Monmouth offense.
Three wide set. Hill getting the snap. Looking left. Targeting Davenport. And that is incomplete. A flag thrown. Coverage by number 17, Michael Dennis, on Lamar Davenport.
Had a hold of the jersey, Matt.
Guess this is going to be pass interference. I actually thought, quite honestly, that Dennis had a better opportunity to catch the football. Hill has looked off so far today.
Yeah, he hasn't been accurate thus far, and it will be defensive pass interference. And when you have your quarterback, Matt, maybe it's the wind, maybe it's he's never played in this setting, kind of in this valley in the Pine Bowl, but give him some manageable throws. Maybe screen, maybe something short to the wide receiver. Get him in some kind of rhythm, because right now he just doesn't look comfortable in the pocket.
Monmouth with the wind at their back. Neil Sterling splitting out this time near sideline right. Single coverage with Minter on him. Asante gets a carry. Big hole off the left side. KB will have a first down, getting out over the 40 to the 43-yard line. Gain of 14, and Monmouth will move the sticks.
Well, that's better. Good yardage there on first down, able to pick one up. See if they can get something moving here. KB came up a little banged up, so Hayes will come back in. Just going to make sure that left knee looks okay. Bounced off the turf a little bit.
First and 10 now for MU from their own 44-yard line. Hill wanting to throw. Bubble screen set up for Sterling. Got a couple of blockers in front of him. Bounces off a couple of tackles. Keeps his feet and gets into PA territory at the 45-yard line. Good solid gain for Neil Sterling. An 11-yard pitch and catch. Again, that simple throw that you just talked about.
That's all you need to get your quarterback in rhythm. Really use number 17. Get him the ball on the screen there, Matt. He must have broken four or five tackles before ultimately getting that first down.
Key here for Monmouth on this drive, I think, is get some points up on the scoreboard. 8:45 to go. Monmouth on the move for the first time today. Split back set for Hill. The give will be to Hayes off the left side. Looking for a hole. Doesn't have much. 2-yard pickup. Tackle made on that far side by Dave Coleman, the redshirt sophomore outside linebacker.
We haven't even gotten a chance to talk about our favorite NEC offensive lineman yet. When Monmouth goes back on defense, we get to talk about your guy. PA's got some big guys.
Yes, they do.
And Big Lloyd's one of them.
Lloyd Hill, over 400 pounds.
He's taking 3.5 seats up on the bench right here.
Second down and 8. Here's the give to Asante. Nice little move in the backfield to pounce forward, get to the 39-yard line. Tackled there after about a 5-yard pickup. Third down and 4 coming up for MU. That stop made by number 8, Brandon Small.
Gotta love the double numbers. They always send us broadcasters scrambling to the roster sheet. And weird, because the starting quarterback, Max Ward, also wears number 8.
Third down and 4 now for the Hawks. Davenport slot right. Sterling wide man to the right. Asante on the ground. He is hit, coming over the line of scrimmage by Jake DeMetal. 2-yard pickup. That was a big hole for Asante that got stopped by DeMetal, who is one of the best tacklers in the Northeast Conference. Fourth down and a long one coming up for Monmouth. They will keep the offense on the field. I think this is an easy decision for Coach Callahan. Hawks need some points.
Yeah, down 3 scores, 7 minutes to go before halftime. You need something. How about that play by DeMetal? Because Asante had a head of steam and was motoring towards that first down before he was dropped by the safety. Hawks go big personnel here.
Pandorf and Morrow into the game. Red flash showing blitz. Asante gets the carry. He will have the first down, as he is hit at the yard marker and then carried by Coleman for an extra yard. That will be enough for MU to get a new set of downs to work with. 6:40 and running. St. Francis 21 and Monmouth nothing.
Like what we've seen here, Matt, a couple of first downs on this drive for MU. They're letting the defense rest, which is important. But now, first and 10, set up really nice for play action if they choose to use it. The safeties are creeping towards the line, just one single high safety back.
Sterling Davenport split the field. Hill wanting to throw. No pressure, looking for Sterling. And that is broken up by Minter, but a late flag comes out. I think that was a good call. I don't know that I agreed with the last one. There's some discussion, and St. Francis angling that this is offensive pass interference. Let's see what the referee says.
No way. This is a back shoulder throw. Oh, man. I don't know if I agree with that one.
Well, that will be the call. Offensive pass interference on Neil Sterling. That is a not good news for Monmouth. It'll march the football back 15 yards to the MU 49-yard line. And I guess if you're Sterling in that situation, you know, there was definitely some tangling up. You certainly don't want Minter to pick the football off. So, you know, one of those calls that could go either way. That time Sterling gets called for it.
You know, not to cut you off, sorry, Matt. You normally don't see the late call on the offense. Normally when it's late like that, it's called on the defense.
Very impressed so far with Daquan Minter, the sophomore corner. On first down and long, Asante will get it, run into the middle of the line. Pick up about 3 to the 46-yard line. Lead Monmouth with a second and 22. Talk about Minter. He's a sophomore corner from nearby Johnstown, Pennsylvania. 5'11", 170 pounds. Got good skills, good tackler. And so far up to the challenge of matching up with Neil Sterling.
Yeah, that's up to this point in the game. The only catch for Big 1-7 is that bubble screen play. So doing a good job defending Neil down the field.
Sterling came in with a team-high 31 catches. Four wide set here. Another bubble screen setup. Sterling runs out of a tackle. Good head of steam. He'll pick up good yardage on the near sideline down to the original line of scrimmage right around the 26-yard line. The attempted tackle that time was number 10, Samo Sila. And I'll tell you what, Sterling just kind of shrugged him off, said, I'll have none of that. And able to pick up 12 yards to make it 3rd and 10 now for MU.
Yeah, that was a big game because I know it's 3rd and 10, but it was 2nd and 22. Sealer tried to go under the screen. Sterling kind of shrugged him off and was able to get good yardage upfield.
4-down territory, I would say, here for Monmouth. 3rd and 10 from the St. Francis 34-yard line. Hayes sets himself to the right of Hill, who wants to throw. Pressure coming. Blitz is picked up. Sterling down the near sideline. Dropped the football. Minter again on the coverage. Those two have a couple of words for one another. And if you're Daquan Minter, you could talk a little bit right now because you've won that individual matchup. Just enough coverage to jar it away from Sterling. But I think a catchable ball that Sterling most times should have.
Yeah, the talking right now, if I'm Neil, what I'm saying is, look, I dropped that one because he was beat. Sterling got around. Good throw by Hill, able to get some clear time in the pocket, find Sterling downfield, and normally he's going to pull that down. That'll be there later in this game.
All of a sudden, a big fourth and 10. You don't usually say big fourth and 10 in the first half, but with 4:47 to go, big enough that Brandon Hill didn't like what he saw, and he will use a timeout. We will take a timeout as well. 30-second spot for us here. We are live from the Pine Bowl in Loretto, Pennsylvania. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Red Flash up 21-0 on the Shore Sports Network.
We'd like to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of Monmouth football here on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association, they work to make public schools great for every child.
Good game plan so far for Chris Valerio, the fourth-year head coach here in St. Francis. This team turned the corner a little bit a year ago with 5 wins, which was the most in recent memory. And Valerio, who was a NFL player for about a dozen years between the Bears and the Bills, has some talent now starting to come to Loretto, which, quite honestly, not the easiest place to recruit to. Fourth down and 10 for Monmouth after the timeout. Bunch package and a trip set off the left. Sterling near sideline right. Hill in trouble. Moves to his left. Lets it go and short hops it into Davenport for an incompletion. And St. Francis will get it back. But I think there was a penalty flag thrown on the near sideline. I believe this is going to be offside on St. Francis. It looked like Lorenzo Jerome got an early start on a blitz from his safety spot. And my eye's still working pretty well. That is the call. So Monmouth will get another opportunity here on 4th and 5. And I see Eric Spillane coming on here. Hawks will opt to try and get 3 and something on the scoreboard. With the win, this is certainly a makeable kick. for Spillane. It will be spotted at the 36 as Spillane will go for a 46-yarder. That is, by the way, his career high out of the hold of Charlie Vellis from the right hash mark. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on the way, and it is good. So Monmouth getting some points on the 46-yarder from Spillane, making now 21-3. Fourth time that Spillane has hit a 46-yarder. Third time this season, now 7 of 8 for the year. Not the 7 maybe that Monmouth would have liked. That third down call didn't help, but instead 21-3. Something on the scoreboard for Monmouth, more important, I guess, than going forward on fourth and five and getting nothing.
Couldn't agree more. Points, and when you have a player of Spillane's caliber, Matt, you need the points on the board, because now you start to chip in. It looks as though the defense has settled down. You let the offense catch back up, and all things could potentially get back to normal. I would actually, remember we saw Coach Gamble a week ago, surprise onside. Obviously, you can't probably do that 2 weeks in a row, and it didn't work last week because there was a penalty. But points on the board, always good, and something we need to bring on air that we brought up on the break. It's not even 1 o'clock yet, and we're almost done with the second quarter of football. When you don't have TV timeouts, this thing flies by.
First kickoff of the day for Monmouth. That'll bring on number 45, Lucas Santangelo. Abide and Harbridge, two pretty dangerous return guys waiting for St. Francis. Returnable for Harbridge, 2 yards inside his own end zone. He will take it out, get to the 10, dance off the right side, taken down to about the 14-yard line. Coverage down the field by Kyle McGuire and Clark Coe, who will make the stop. 4:26 to go here in the second quarter. We've settled in from Loretto. 21-3 is the score in favor of St. Francis. Well, you get a stop here, the football back, an opportunity to maybe put some points back on the board, which would be some welcome points on the board for Monmouth.
Yeah, still two timeouts to go. Remember, St. Francis will get the football to begin the second half. They won the toss and deferred, then scored on that weird play when Tevron Brandon fumbled. But you're right. You stop him here, can even get the ball potentially in decent field position.
Bowman and Harbridge in the backfield. Harbridge will get the carry off the right side. Look out now. He's got some room. And then hit out of bounds at about the 20-yard line, taken out by Tevron Brandon. Referees will spot it at the 21. 7-yard pickup, make it 2nd and 3. Stephen Keller is our referee today. Wilson DeRisco, the umpire. Jeffrey Bauer, the head linesman. Kevin D'Angelo, the line judge. Jeff Martin, the field judge. The side judge is Jose Garcia. And Frank Uzaleglio is the back judge.
Beautiful afternoon here, Matt, but doesn't feel like a football game right now. There's really no electricity. There's no emotion on either sideline. It's a weird feeling right now.
Yeah, kind of a dead feeling for sure. Fake end around. Ward rolling to his left. Will stop, run, have the first down, and then slide at the 30-yard line. St. Francis looking for a late hit, which they will not get. Ball will be put at the 32. That's an 11-yard pickup and enough to move the chains and keep the offense on here for the Red Flash. 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Red Flash on top of Monmouth, 21-3. Split wide receiver set. DeMunkus up top to the right. Smith near sideline to the left. Four-man rush for Monmouth. Here's Harbridge looking to come to the near side. Spins forward out over the 35 to the 36-yard line. That is a gain of 6 to the, gain of 4 rather, to the 36, and it will set up a 2nd and 6.
We see this is what the Red Flash offense wants to do. They want to take time, keep things on the ground. As much as Monmouth went on that long drive, the possession before, that's exactly what this St. Francis team, Matt, wants to do. Keep things on the ground, control things, and keep their offense on the field.
Three wide receiver set, 2 right, 1 left. Single back is Harbridge. Flag out. This is procedure against St. Francis. We'll back them up 5 yards and make it a 2nd and 11. 2:37 to go. Wind has picked up a little bit here from DeGaulle Field. And an 18-point advantage for the Red Flash right now.
See, they'll huddle. You know, all these teams nowadays that go fast and spread the field. The Red Flash will do that at times, but with the ultimate goal of running the football.
Split back set for Ward, who will operate out of the shotgun and look to throw. Quick throw to the outside. Good catch made by Terrell Smith out to the 44-yard line. Good grab with Isaluku, who had good coverage. First down for St. Francis. Chains moving again. Clock stopped with 2:26 to go as they reset, and now the clock restarting.
Yeah, Isaluka undercut the route. He tried to play the ball. It was a high throw. It was a good throw, though, thrown away from the Monmouth defensive back, which allowed the completion.
Nick Carroll and Andrew Sutton, the two safeties right now for MU. The give is to Harbridge. Lost his footing coming forward. Falls to the 45-yard line. Gain of one to set up second and nine. St. Francis playing it pretty conservative here right now. I'm sure they would love some more points, but more importantly, maybe don't want to give the football back to Monmouth and allow the Hawks back into it.
Yeah, it's good game plan. You kind of spot yourself a lead that you might not have thought you'd have a big one this early in the game. So right now, their attitude, if we can get any kind of points before the half, great. Maybe Harbridge breaks one of his customary long runs, but they'd love this game to be 21-3 at halftime.
See if Monmouth uses a timeout, if they can hold up here on second down. The give will be to Harbridge off the left side. Hawk defense does hold up. No gain on the play, and MU will do just that. Timeout. Almost like we've seen a game or two up here today. 80 seconds to go here in the first half. 21-3 is the score. Again, with the early start, as we get you set for halftime, we'll take you around as many games as we can on the Coke Zero scoreboard. We'll focus, obviously, top 25 games in FBS action. We'll give you some of the bigger games in FCS. We'll look at the Northeast Conference scoreboard, where Monmouth will play a good bulk of their season the remainder of the way. Red Flash, obviously, longtime member of the Northeast Conference. We'll look at the Big South. And pop you around the country. We'll get a sit-in from Greg Viscomi, who will chat this first half. We'll keep the mute button handy just in case, because it has not been a good first half for Mama so far.
Well, maybe what we need, he's been on the field a lot shooting some video highlights. Maybe we need the big man back in the booth that could look to change some of the karma of what's been going on, because, Matt, it just seemed so weird early on. We went on so quick with that 12 o'clock start, and you're not even out of your open, and there's a turnover and a touchdown. And then it kind of unraveled from there. Things have settled down. The one thing that Monmouth should be concerned about is this offense, which has been so good the last few weeks, has been stagnant early on here.
St. Francis at least bringing a package on that says they'll look to throw the football, but Harbridge in the backfield could be up for a draw play. Four wide receivers set, three right, one left. Pressure coming. Ward steps up in the pocket. Will again look to run. Now get pushed out of bounds by Demersion. That's not going to be anything close to a first down on a two-yard pickup. So the defense does do their job again. Credit them. I mean, you think about this game, 21 points up on the board, 14 of which have not really come when the defense has been on the field.
Oh, the defense has actually been good. They've held Kyle Harbridge in check. They haven't allowed, out with the exception of that one pass play, anything big. They're in the game.
What I say here is bring some pressure and see if you can get to Zach Dreyer. Fourth and long, low snap. Here comes some pressure, but Dreyer does get off a decent punt. Angle to his left. Elijah Phillips will make the fair catch at the 15-yard line. Monmouth with a long field to go here, trying to maybe get some points back on the board. 107 to go in the second quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti along the way on the Shore Sports Network. Our good buddies Ray Malaspina in the studios all the way back in Toms River. And the Red Flash leading this one 21-3.
Question for you, Matt. Minute 7 to go, down 21-3. Is there, and you know you don't get the ball back in the second half, is there any harm to maybe trying a few here? Seeing if you can get maybe a momentum-changing play? Because if you turn it over downfield, PA is most likely just going to kneel on it anyway.
Yeah, I think the thing, though, you'd have to throw it pretty far down the field. You don't want to turn it over plus 50. It'd have to be something pretty deep down the field. Let's see what Hill does. He's got four wide receivers into the game. Looking off to his right, looking for Thaddeus Richards. That ball thrown too high again. Hill has not put his receivers in good position to catch the football, number one, and then certainly do anything after it, number two.
Well, the best ball we've seen thrown today was the one that Neil Sterling dropped. I put that one a little more on Thad than the previous overthrow. He did get two hands on the football. Not a perfectly thrown ball, but one that Thaddeus normally catches.
Hill now on second and 10, 63 seconds to go in the half. Four-man rush, now five-man rush. This one over the middle, and it's intercepted.
Dropped.
Barely dropped. Wow. Lorenzo Jerome just couldn't scoop it. That one you've got to put on the quarterback, I guess. It looked like someone had kind of held his route up a little bit. But the ball was thrown to a spot. There was not a Monmouth receiver. We've seen a couple of times today that quarterback slash receiver not on the same page for MU.
No, Hill's inaccuracy in this first half has been a bit alarming.
Third down and 10. Monmouth will again go for it. Heavy pressure coming now for Hill. He will flip it out on a little shovel pass type look for Hayes. It's incomplete. That will stop the clock with 54 seconds, and the punt team will have to come on.
And there's a player down. It may be Brandon Hill.
It is.
The O-line is calling over to the athletic trainers, and the worst part about that is, well, he may be hurt. Now, he's up and walking, Matt, but if he takes the sack, you at least force St. Francis to take a timeout. The clock will keep running. Yeah, he tried to make a play, just not a smart play for a guy who's played a lot of college football.
St. Francis does have all three timeouts. Hill on the far side hash mark around the 13-yard line. Stop for just a second and will continue his walk off the field right now. Eric Spillane will have to again kick with his own end zone right behind him. Remember, last week there was a bad snap that Spillane had to take a safety for. That's certainly still in play right here. DeMunkus at the red flash 42-yard line. Good snap. End-over-end kick. DeMunkus returnable at the 47. Gets the midfield. Jitterbugs his way forward on the far side hash mark, moving to his right and getting the ball to the Monmouth 46-yard line. Certainly time enough here with 42 seconds to have St. Francis at least think about maybe three, if not take a couple of shots down the field. And they do have all three timeouts remaining.
And they don't necessarily, Matt, need to do anything exotic down the field. A screen or a flare out to Kyle Harbridge, he can take it 40 yards. They could even elect to keep things on the ground with the way he is. His track record, you said it earlier in this first half, 2 yards here, 3 yards here, 2 yards here, 60 yards. And if he's able to break one here, Monmouth right now needs to just hang on to go into halftime down 21-3.
Offset eye formation, lateral pass, halfback pass. This one thrown to DeMunkus, who can't hang on to it. Bowman with an ugly throw there, looking for a little trickery. 37 seconds to go in this first half, and it'll be second and 10.
All right, let's see if I can make this joke apply on the radio. If I'm the offensive coordinator for St. Francis, I do this with that play. Because that throw was awful.
Yeah, throw it out, especially at that point.
You're up 21-3.
The idea's not bad. See if you can kind of deliver it a little bit better. But, boy, if you're going to have a running back throw, there's got to be maybe somebody better than Bowman that time.
I'm sure he converts that play in practice all the time, but that looked like someone throwing it offhand, backwards, on the knee. It wasn't very good.
Now Ward looking to throw. It's a throwback set up. That'll go over the head. Let's see if it was a backwards pass. It was. The intended target, number 41, Angelo Perucci. I'm sorry, Matt Camaletti, double number. Camaletti, who doesn't see the field a whole lot, comes off the sideline now. With the ball thrown behind, it'll set up a third down and long. And you would think here, maybe St. Francis lets Kyle Harbridge get his hand on the football.
Yeah, keep it on the ground.
Out of the shotgun. Ward, draw play to Harbridge. We'll take it out over midfield. If I was Monmouth, I'd use a timeout.
I would too. Make him punt again. Bring the pressure.
Nothing called yet. And it looks as if now Monmouth will call a timeout. 12 seconds to go. I don't think that's time enough for St. Francis to just run around the line. So you will force the punt and bring heavy, heavy pressure.
On that throwback play, Matt, to the far side, I think Monmouth caught a break. That ball looked like it was forward to me. What did you think initially?
I thought it was pretty close to on that line, forward, backward. The one thing I would say, if he had caught the football, I actually thought he had it. They had it set up pretty well. There were some blockers in front. So Monmouth Fortune maybe on a couple of occasions. They get the spot backwards, and with the incompletion, they don't have to worry about a potential big play.
And just fans that are listening, if you throw it even or in front, that's a forward pass. It's got to be very, you know, obvious to be a declared backwards pass for that to happen. So Monmouth will put 10 guys on the line here, Matt. Try to get to Dreyer.
Elijah Phillips, the single man, standing at his own 10. They don't get it in time. Phillips fields it at the 15-yard line. Clock now down to 3. Phillips running around. That will take us to the end of the first half. St. Francis with the early quick scores. 21 points coming pretty quick into this football game. There is a Monmouth player that is down at the Hawks 36. Other players running off. Monmouth will look to regroup. Don't have a number right now on the player down. Looks like 27. That's Andrew Sutton. See if Sutton is okay. He's being tended to. Now starting to make his way up. Hawks with some work to do in the halftime period. 21-3, St. Francis leads. We're back in 60 seconds. We'll do scores, stats, and our halftime spot with Greg Viscomi right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.